This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
All right, we're coming to you live from Fort Fest. It's Free Talk Live here at beautiful Rogers Campground, overlooking the presidents, the presidential range, the White Mountains, and there really isn't much better view that I've ever had in my life. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And we're bringing you the second hour of Free Talk Live. Managed to grab one of the more interesting people that I've met. It's Danny Sessoms of The Crypto Show.
How are you, Mark?
Now, you don't just do a podcast, a very popular podcast, mind you. You also do all kinds of work that we're going to get through. But let's start with the podcast and what you guys do and how long you've done it.
We've been on air, I guess, for 4.5 years. It started out as the pirate radio station there in Austin.
Right.
And now we've kind of graduated.
That's over 89.1?
Yeah, 89.1. It was originally 90.1. They've fought the government for 10 years and managed to stay on air.
It's amazing. It's an amazing story that station has managed to stay on air. So you started out in their studios?
Yeah. No, well, we created our own studio basically at Brave New Books. The owner of Brave New Books, Harlan Dietrich, was able to leverage the radio network to get us on air talking about crypto. It actually was born out of the first Texas Bitcoin Conference, so it was February of 2014.
Okay, so you guys obviously talk about crypto. What are some of the things that have come up recently? What are some of the things you're concerned with?
We have tried to weave marijuana legalization into it because we think that cryptos is probably the natural, transition.
It seems like many of these crypto businesses would want to, or many of these marijuana businesses would want to use crypto in order to do their own banking. Why hasn't that really taken off?
Well, there is one platform that's actually done that in Vegas. It's called the Tokes platform.
Okay.
I was hopeful that Alt36 would do it, but I've yet to really actually see that happen. These guys, in a lot less time, for a whole lot less money, have actually put that forward, and they're doing it in a... it's called Pesos, is the name of the dispensary there in Las Vegas. So it's built on the Waves platform, and it has reward points and all types of things like that.
Okay.
But you just go into the dispensary, open your Waves wallet, and use their tokens, and you can buy marijuana with it.
It wouldn't be that difficult for somebody to say, okay, you pick your currency. Let's use Dash, for instance.
Right.
So you pick your currency and say, I've got some Dash. I'm just going to go around and trade Dash for cash at these dispensaries. You have an armored truck. You can get one for $5,000 off of eBay. And you get an armored truck. You load it up with cash. You put some, give the people Dash, and then you work with them to, pay their bills and these sorts of things. Why hasn't that happened?
Well, what these guys are actually doing is they're also teaming up with Vault Logic. I know Doug Scribner.
Yep.
And so the tokens will be on that ATM that will be in Piso's dispensary.
Okay.
So you can actually use Dash by going into the dispensary and, switching over to a Tokes token from Dash. So you can do that, and many others. I don't know how many different cryptocurrencies are on that machine, but Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, I believe Ethereum is coming. So you'll have all these options. It's just that Tokes did it before, the overpaid one never did.
Right.
What's the value in it? As far as, if it's been legalized, is that,
well,
what's the story in Texas?
Okay, so it doesn't really matter what state you're in. When you're talking about digital payments for marijuana, a lot of people don't want to use their credit card, even if they had that option, because it could affect their job, their bank could shut them down.
Okay.
So even if we do get credit cards, until it's just legal everywhere and not really a problem at all, then I don't think people...
It almost seems like the demand or need for a private cryptocurrency almost goes away if it's been legalized. But I guess from the business owner's perspective, I could see the usefulness given that.
I see what Danny's talking about. A lot of people use cash at adult video shops and those kind of places. Those things are legal. You just don't want to have been seen in one. They'll have parking lots that are around the back so that some activist can't come out and take pictures of the license plates or whatever might be going on.
Yeah, definitely. That's some interesting stuff. The The other thing I think that we've been working on is actually a remittance. That's kind of a tough go. I'm down in Mexico all the time.
So describe that to me.
Well, we're putting in ATMs on the Texas side, and we're trying to get Bitso to integrate Dash so that we can send payments from Texas to Mexico so that people aren't paying for Western Union. You know, our sales pitch is that if you're using Western Union, you're helping to build the wall, so why would you want to do that?
There's a lot of people who are hard workers that are making America a great place to live who just want to send some money to folks back home, whether it's Europe or Central America or you know, Asia, wherever it might be that they're wanting to send money. They want to send some money to help take care of grandma, grandpa. And there's nothing wrong with that. And the they're getting bilked. It doesn't take.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it doesn't. It would be expensive if it was really expensive. They're getting just bilked.
Yeah, I had a customer actually who sent $120 from Sweden to the U.S. and he paid $67 for the wire transfer fees. And then I think there was another $15 charge on our end that we charged him because it cost us $15 to receive that wire transfer.
So $75 to send $120.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's outrageous. I know you guys, how is that working with getting payments going across the border?
We're still working on it. The final implementation is BitGo, and I think that's passing right now in the Treasury. So once BitGo is implemented, then I believe...
passing in the Treasury? What's that?
Dash, on the Dash Treasury. BitGo is one of the newest proposals, and now that it's passing, Bitso can go ahead and get Dash implemented. So hopefully that'll be pretty soon.
The Treasury is one of those things that really separates Dash from other cryptos out there. They have this large slush fund that people can make proposals to market and enhance Dash in whatever way. And most other cryptocurrencies don't have these.
A lot of them are going to that now. I guess it's a hybrid model where you have your proof of work and proof of stake going on. And part of the proof of stake is the masternodes and their pay. They get to vote and all this. But basically, they've set aside part of the mining reward for these things.
Free
Talk Live.
One of the interesting things about it is they're now we're getting to the point that they're actually using up this entire large slush fund every month. Previously, they just wouldn't use it. It would go in and get distributed out to the masternodes. But now it's getting used.
Free Talk Live, competitive.
Yeah. Free Talk Live's got a proposal in. We've never had any trouble getting passed previously, and now it's a tight month, and it might not happen. We'll see.
I know. I mean, especially for the price that you guys are asking, and ours is very similar to yours, and we're trying to expand. We're going into some Bloomberg Radio, and we're on, 1100 KFNX, which is a conservative talk network, so we kind of got to dumb it down.
Is that the one in Phoenix?
Yeah, in Phoenix.
Yep. They have an offering for brokered time, and it's a great way to get distribution. It is interesting when you have these projects that have been around for a long time in the Dash ecosphere, and for whatever reason, they're not getting the funding. Do you think it's that because Dash Core is just asking for more and more money all the time?
It seems that way. I mean, I think it's because the price has gone down that they're needing to ask for more because they're accustomed to a higher budget.
Yeah.
What is that price? What are you paying in order to get your offer in? So I'm not sure all the technical terms.
Mine is like 30. Yeah, y'all's is 33.
Yeah, so it's the price of Dash is about maybe 250 right now. And you have to put 5 Dash in up sort of as a bounty when you put a proposal in. Ours is 33 Dash per month that we're asking for.
Okay.
We risked 5 to put that in.
Okay.
And then we, you know, if we get it back, then we'll get that 5 back. And if not, then, well, we're out.
Right.
We wouldn't be the first.
I think these are really great projects because, we're reaching a new audience. And just like the one that was on the airplane, you get on United Flight, and there it is on the back of the seat. That's really cool. You're reaching a new audience. And that's kind of what I'm trying to focus on, too, is reaching these, mainstream radio audiences. We're trying to reach people who know nothing about cryptocurrency rather than, you know, crypto podcasts and so on and so forth. It's just an echo chamber. I think these things are really good.
I think a lot of these projects that are out there have value. One of the things that bothers me is that I know how expensive advertising is. I know how advertising agencies tend to allocate spending, and I know that Dash has brought on a big Madison Avenue advertising agency, and I really hope it works out. I guess I'm skeptical working inside that that portion of the business. It's Free Talk Live, coming to you live from Forkfest. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live coming to you live from Forkfest here in Lancaster, New Hampshire, overlooking the Presidential Mountains. And it's a great view. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And I'd say at this point we're talking about hundreds of people on site after
the wedding, we had 100 on Saturday, and Sunday there was another 150. I mean, you got to be at least 250 at this point.
Yeah, I would say that's that might even be conservative families out here. You know, folks with dogs, people having parties, people playing on the playground equipment, people at the pool, just having a wonderful time. Rogers Campground, largest campground in New Hampshire, and it's basically for a bit over a week, once a year, turns into a experimental libertarian community to see what it would all be like, 'cause this is it, right? It's a private city, and we just come and populate it. It's fascinating to look at and see how people get along and how few problems there are. I mean, people are always talking about, oh, in a libertarian community, who would handle disputes? Well, the few that that we have are handled, and I'm not too worried about it. It's Mark with you coming from Free Talk Live, and we are talking with Danny Sessoms of the Crypto Show about the many projects that you've been working on. I have to separate them out into segments just to be able to give them their fair due. We talked about your show previously, its connection with the cryptocurrency Dash, and you get most of your funding from Dash now, right?
Yes, most of it, yes.
So is it a Dash show or is it a crypto show?
It's a crypto show. Okay. We don't always talk about Dash, but I try to highlight some of the things that, you know, the extracurricular stuff that we do. We highlight that and try to use that as an example. But we talk to all kinds of different people all the time. And, in fact, we rarely even have Liqueur or any of these other guys on.
Now, I have a question for you.
Before we go on, I'd like to address, so Free Talk Live might have been the first place that Bitcoin was talked about. And we often, you know, people say it's a crypto show or something like that. We're sponsored by Bitcoin.com, which is a great place that you can go and find out the news of the day regarding Bitcoin. You can go and get a wallet, or you can buy some Bitcoin, or you can mine some Bitcoin. You can find out all the things you need to know from the basics on up to day-to-day news at Bitcoin.com. But we're not a Bitcoin show. Please go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so is the crypto show, is it about cryptocurrency, or is it about cryptography, because crypto is short for cryptography, and obviously
a little of both. Mostly cryptocurrency, but we do have like InfoSec people on all the time talking about different cryptocurrencies. We've had, you know, Kim.com and all these other guys.
Okay.
On McAfee. I think we had McAfee on to talk about some technology.
It's like a libertarian
and it
tech
ended up being
show.
About Bangkok hookers. I don't know why.
Well,
yeah. Sounds
because
like
you had McAfee on.
Show. Yeah.
And, you know, sorry, but prostitution's a compelling topic. People want to know about it. People,
oh, yeah.
You know, gets people excited and, you know, these sorts of things.
Yeah.
So what are some of the – I know that you do so many charitable projects through the crypto show. I wanted you to talk about –
You know, we started out with at the first Texas Bitcoin conference working with a charity called Without Regrets that sends the whole family on a trip of their choosing if a family member is terminally ill.
Okay.
So the mother or a child, whichever one, the whole family would get to spend their final moments together and have no regrets as that person would pass on.
Right.
And then we started in with freeross.org. We did a lot of fundraising with that. And
this
now
is Ross Ulbricht, the guy who ostensibly started the Silk Road and created, you know, this whole idea of online drug marketplaces and the dark web.
Yeah, so we believed a lot in that, and Lynn is a good friend of ours. So we,
it's his mother.
We did a lot to try to raise money for his legal fees. And then we started working with Jason King with Unsung.org, and we were feeding the
homeless.
Before
you go on, let's talk about Ross real quick. What's an update on him? Is he's still sitting in jail, I presume?
He's still sitting in jail. He's in Colorado now.
Any luck on any of these appeals?
He's granted the appeal, so I think he's getting the new hearing.
What's the appeal based on?
I don't recall what exactly.
Well, it was a kangaroo trial.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that trial
government sucks, and man, that's
that was a show trial. Yeah. There was no nothing about it.
Right. It made me really, really ashamed to be an American.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry that one of the better legal systems in the world, as they've developed over centuries and millennia, and this was completely co-opted by the executive branch, and it was a show trial.
Yeah.
End of story.
It kind of reminded me of this is kind of sort of a bad example, but Saddam Hussein, when we invaded, I mean, we basically handed him over to a corrupt government, government.
For a show trial.
Yeah, I mean, he was guilty, I'm sure, but it was the wrong way to do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was very evident that it was a show trial because he was busted in San Francisco, and they shipped him to New York, and automatically...
Ross Ulbricht, not Saddam Hussein.
Exactly. Yeah. And Chuck Schumer starts grandstanding on it and, you know, making this his re-election platform. So the feds generally don't send you to... a different district. They're pretty possessive over that when they're arresting.
Yeah, the
people.
Idea that they arrested him in San Francisco and moved him over to New York is one thing.
It was total political show.
He wasn't his defense was basically disallowed from talking almost entirely.
Based on the fact that there were two other cops that were involved in it, so they didn't they wouldn't let him present any evidence in his case.
Right. And then after his conviction, then they trot out the charges against those two cops that were corrupt and those sorts of things. They didn't want to bring that up during the trial.
It always amazes me when they don't allow you to present your case. It's like, how is that a trial? It's not a trial. It's just you're
well,
supposed
not only
to have
that,
the
I
right
mean,
to defend yourself in court.
You know, kind of the foundation of evidence is the fruit of the poisonous tree. So if these guys were corrupt and the evidence came through them,
right,
then all of that evidence is pretty much no good.
Right.
Kind of the law.
Right. Most of the evidence is funneled through these two guys who are then charged and convicted for being corrupt, stealing money, and all those other things that we have. I mean, honestly, I don't know what happened, but we really don't have much evidence that one of these corrupt police officers, the one was an FBI agent, one was a Secret Service. I don't know the specifics. Anyway, these law enforcement officers, we have no evidence that they might not have been the Dread Pirate Roberts. In fact, they were.
No, I think, they were. They were admins on the page, so they were, in fact, Dread Pirate Roberts
themselves. Right, people claim that Russ Ulbricht put a hit out on somebody. What evidence do we have it wasn't these people? And this trial was completely corrupt.
They're the ones that actually staged it.
And we don't even know how they found the server originally, if I'm not mistaken, still, because they wouldn't reveal
they wouldn't
it.
Tell you
they
that
just put, throw up their hands in magic is basically what the person who spoke on the issue testified to, from what I recall.
And without finding that server legally, everything on there
right,
is
which,
also
which
part
is
of
parallel construction, which is an issue, which I think is probably what happened. The NSA came in, probably were like, he did it, and now they came up with some sort of answer that basically, you know, obfuscated the, you know, how they found it.
Exactly.
So, other projects that you guys are working on?
So we started working with Jason King with unsung.org. We took his idea and we kind of integrated into...
What is his idea?
His idea was that there would be an app called unsung.org where homeless people would have this on their Obama phone and a restaurant would have it on their phone, and if they're going to throw food away, they would just put it out on the network and people would say, oh, look, this guy has food and I need food.
Uber for unused food.
Exactly.
So you can pick it up.
Now, the problem was, how did the food get from the restaurant to the homeless person? And the idea was to have Uber people actually volunteer for this. So we took that idea, and instead of having an app that Jason was integrating into the platform,
I want to hear about it here on Free Talk Live.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you. USA Radio News.
President Trump met with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Of course, the main topic of discussion was the immigration bill. Congressman Mark Meadows was asked if this is just politics as usual in Washington, D.C.
Our side is not playing politics with it. I had my staff working over the weekend to come up with a legislative fix, 77 pages that really we worked around the clock to get introduced today, and we did that at noon. And so it's not about politics. It's about getting the job done right. Unfortunately, it has been a political football back and forth. And when you're dealing with people's lives, you got to make sure that you get it done right. Hopefully we will. And I believe we will this week.
News out of North Korea, as North Korea is expected to return up to 200 sets of remains believed to be U.S. service members who died during the Korean War. And finally, Peter Strzok, the FBI agent who promised that Donald Trump would not be president, has been escorted from the FBI building. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, coming to you live from Fork Fest here at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And, well, like, there's still time for you to come out here and enjoy the libertarian camping festivals that are going on back-to-back. There's Fork Fest and then runs right into the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And they're both great fun, family fun, and lots of folks that are partying too. Whatever is your preference, they've got it here at Fork Fest. Danny Sessoms from the Crypto Show, we've got you on here, and we were talking about some of your philanthropic projects, and one of them is you're working with an app called Unsung. Where,
well, we didn't actually work with the app.
Okay.
It was Jason's idea, and okay, when Arcade City came to Austin, we seen that this was the opportunity where we had the Uber idea to connect the two together, okay, and we didn't have to wait for an app because they were on Facebook. So we teamed up with the Arcade City people, and about 100 of their drivers within 2 days signed up to be part of this.
Amazing.
And within a few days, we were set up across from the police station handing out 370-something meals to people on the 4th of July. So, you know, we hit the ground running, and that ran, and we actually still have people who will volunteer from Arcade City to help us anytime we want. From that, we kind of transitioned into the thing on the coast.
So you're getting food to homeless people.
Yeah.
Yep. And I know you had some project where you're building houses down in Mexico.
Yeah, I'm still working on that. I'm actually building a government building, believe it or not.
I want to hear so much about this.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah. I guess we can just, we'll gloss over the thing with the coast. The hurricane happened. We had crypto.
Where is it? What's the town?
The one in Mexico is called Metepec.
Okay.
Let's just go into that. So after we did the hurricane, we went down during Hurricane Harvey.
Oh, so you were doing Texas stuff in Texas.
Yeah, we did that in Texas. We went down there. It had like $60,000 saved up, and we went down there and just started helping people. There was, I think, 3,100 people in 12 cities that we helped out during the hurricane. And that was a great project. It got a lot of attention. So when the earthquake hit Mexico, we kind of transitioned into that. And we went down there with the intention of just helping some people out, giving them some things. And then we found the opportunity to actually start building houses. So we built some houses, and these are concrete, real, you know, it's a real house, toilet, everything.
Okay.
They're great houses. And then we got approached by the city, and they wanted
us. How many of these houses did you build in
Metepec? We built four already.
Okay, so you built four houses in Metepec. These are sort of real houses.
Yeah.
Do they go to poor people? I mean, they sound like really nice houses.
Yeah, they're poor people. Okay. I mean, but everybody's poor there.
Okay.
Everybody's poor there. You know, the houses are just kind of built side by side.
How does somebody get a house then, one of these houses?
What we did is we were able to look at some of the paperwork and who got paid the most money and who didn't get paid anything.
Okay.
And the people who had more children and stuff like that, we would pick those out, people who were really desperate.
Okay. So and a bunch of people would file and you'd pick them and whatever.
Yeah,
you picked
those,
okay,
were the those were the families that we picked to help out.
Okay.
And then the president of the city came to me and asked me to help with it's called the DIF, the D-I-F, which is a senior citizen center.
Okay.
Where basically old folks whose family have moved to America and kind of forgotten about them.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, they don't have
anybody. Somewhere.
They don't have anybody, so this center is a place for them to go to get a meal for 10 pesos.
That is free.
So that's pretty much free.
So what is 10 pesos roughly?
About 50 cents.
Yeah, 50 okay. cents.
Yeah. Really, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the poverty situation is there. Maybe you can hold your hand out and get that 10 pesos relatively quickly. I couldn't say, but I've never having begged in Mexico, but I would presume that you could probably get that kind of money pretty quickly.
Yeah, Mexico is pretty poor. I've been to Mexico and in some of the impoverished areas, and it's actually kind of crazy because it's not a third world country. It's just very poor.
Hey, the roads are better than Detroit.
Yeah. yeah, I think you're right.
They're pretty bad, but
the time I spent in Acapulco, I mean, I just loved it there. I just thought it was a great town. Obviously, Metepec and Acapulco aren't the same thing any more than Detroit and Miami are not
right.
the same town.
Exactly.
Mexico's got different cities, and those cities are relevant, and different and unique and those sorts of things. So, for me, when I was in Mexico, people always talk about the crime and these kind of things. I didn't have that experience.
Well, most of the crime is between, different gangs, right? So it's open on the street maybe, but there's still...
Don't do business with the cartel.
Yeah.
You get shot.
You
see my motorhome is sitting right here. We were in Mexico in this motorhome for 6 months. And we were living on the town square. We just went wherever we wanted, and we never had any trouble from anyone. We came back across to go to the Miami Bitcoin Conference,
yep.
and someone broke into our Jeep and stole our backpack. We got harassed at the border.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, man, I can't wait to get back to Mexico where it's safe.
I'd like to tell a story about when I visited Mexico City. It's been a few years, but I was going to take the bus over from land of the airport. And these buses are not just, this is not some rickety old school bus they got from America and outfitted. These are passenger buses, really nice. But I arrived at 10:30 p.m. and the bus left at 2 a.m. for Acapulco. And so I had about 3.5 hours to kind of waste at the bus station. The bus station was right next to a flea market, and for whatever reason, the flea market was open at midnight.
No, really?
It's not like America. And so I went around the flea market. I've got a blazer on, and I am pulling a pull-behind backpack. And you could look at me. I don't look like a local in Mexico City.
No, you wouldn't.
So, if somebody wanted, and there's areas that are just shut down in this flea market area, I'm going around in the dark, pulling a backpack, and there for 45 minutes, an hour maybe. The worst thing that happened to me is some guy kept wanting to, because they found out I spoke some Spanish, he wanted to talk about New York City. I don't know that much about New York City, pal, but, you know, I was carrying on a conversation with him. This is it. I mean, like, I never felt threatened. There were some people gambling, there were brick chickens walking around. You know, it wasn't, they're not rich. But they weren't. They had every opportunity to rob me and did not.
Yeah, I never had any trouble with that at all. The worst were, I think we went to a toll booth, and the rebels had taken over the toll booth, and actually we saved money. So they had a donation bucket out for 50 pesos.
Okay.
Generally, you would pay 142 pesos.
Okay.
So we got a major discount just by the rebels coming in and taking over.
Right. I mean, you know, you say what you want about Mexico. I have been you know, there a few times, and I didn't see crime as a real problem. I did see on the streets of Acapulco one guy who was clearly drug-addled or insane or both of those things, and he made me feel a little uncomfortable. But I've seen those on the streets of the United States.
We'll probably see that here before this is over with, right?
Right. At some point, you'll see that.
Keene, where we're from, Mark and I, or the area anyway, it's got, you know, it's got drug addicts, it's got homeless shelters, it's, you know, it's a nice city, but, you know, the stuff is, you know, it's everywhere.
Yep, you're going to deal with those things everywhere, disparaging Mexico.
One of the places I was, I kind of went outside of the touristy areas in Mexico in like 2000, I think it was, somewhere around there, and I actually felt like the locals were more afraid of me than I was of them. It was an interesting experience. Well,
you know, you can wander into the wrong place, but you can do that in Chicago, you can do it in Houston, you can do it wherever.
Now you're a construction professional. How's this DEEF thing, this old folks home, coming?
We've got the walls and all the, you know, the structures all repaired, and we're waiting on somebody to deliver some wood so that we can start in on the roof.
Lumber?
Yeah.
Why did they come to you? They can't repair a building in
Well, he showed me the check that they get each month. It was 1,048 pesos.
From whom?
From the federal, the city gets like $60 a month. That's their budget
for this DEEF. So basically,
no, for the city.
For the city. Okay.
The city's budget was 1,048 pesos.
I guess they're supposed to tax their own citizens in order to build things, but obviously that couldn't be done. So he just came to you and said, "Hey, look, we can't afford to build this. Since you're in the charitable building sector, why don't you charitably build this?"
And I also seen that as a good option for Dash because of.
Can you brand it on the side?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to have Dash on the front of emblazoned on the front of a government building right above the
You can't say that's not a complete success.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live coming to you live from Forkfest out here in Rogers Campground, just east of Lancaster, New Hampshire. Beautiful view of the Presidential Range.
Well, we're not live. I mean, we're recording it live, but this is actually Monday morning when we're recording this. There's been a bit of a time warp
live
going on here. Yeah, this will air tomorrow night, basically, so this is going to air Tuesday.
I guess I'm just so used to saying coming to you live because Free Talk Live is
thing. We're live to the campground.
Yes.
So they're hearing this live.
Yeah. I think it's just not sort of officially live.
Yeah.
I guess that's the way it is. We've done a show every day for 7 or 8 years, but
yeah,
some of them are done, especially at events, they're done pre-recorded during the day.
Correct.
Yeah, indeed.
That way we can talk to cool guests who are usually very busy, but we can grab them whenever they have a break and get them over here and talk to them.
Absolutely. That's really the issue is that it makes it significantly easier for us to get the guests for the length of time that we want them and them to be in the state of mind that is most conducive to doing radio.
Speaking... a couple drinks in.
Right. Well, you know, it's only...
It is Monday. It's the last day of Forkfest, so there's two big parties happening today. Daryl Perry is setting up to throw a big, like, liquor bash. He's got all kinds of liquor he won in some kind of raffle at one of his running events, and he's literally going to be throwing a whip.
Accidentally won.
Yeah. And then later, Jim Babb, longtime listener of Free Talk Live, is throwing his, what is now an annual tradition, last night party. So he threw one last year. You guys were there. Mm-hmm. Patrick is with us, by the way, from Liberty.menu. Hello, Patrick.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, so, and he's doing another one this year at the very end, so that'll be big.
Yep. So we've talked about Liberty.menu on the air on Free Talk Live for months now, and I just wanted to get an opportunity to have you on, Patrick, and discuss what made you want to create Liberty.menu and what is it?
So it's a business and events directory for libertarians worldwide. So what you get on the homepage is a map without any lines, without any borders, and a bunch of pinpoints of where people are operating. And you can click on anything and rate and review it and see other people's reviews. So it's kind of a reputation system as well for these businesses. And why did I create it? Because I looked for something and didn't find it. When I started getting into the movement, 2013, I looked for events and then found Liberty on the Rocks in my area. And
Liberty on the Rocks was great.
Yeah.
I just don't know if they exist much anymore.
Yeah, I mean, they do it in certain cities, basically. Good. So, yeah, you'll find them in Toronto or Vancouver, San Diego, or Vancouver, L.A. are big ones. Those are the two biggest ones right now.
Yep. And Liberty on the Rocks was essentially a weekly or a biweekly or monthly get-together where libertarians would just get together
and drink, right?
And drinks, yeah.
I just called it my philosophy drinking club because then you don't have to drop the word libertarian, and then other people are like, oh, that sounds fun, I'll do that. And then they come, and they're like, all right, like, what is it? And then they start to get it that, like, the other eight people in the room are all of the same philosophy.
Well, you know, and that's kind of the thing is that, you know, for me, libertarianism, I didn't come to this radio program a libertarian. Mm. I was convinced by the callers over time.
The journey.
And I'm looking constantly for holes in the libertarian philosophy. I think I find some soft spots now and then, and I think that there's ways to address those soft spots. And that,
I'm sure you guys have all found this, that there's areas where it's like, wow, that's actually up to me. I have to figure that out for myself, like where I stand on this one issue. Like, there's no philosophy to tell you how to be a good person. Like, the libertarianism is like the baseline of just how to not be a bad person, but it's not how to be a good person. And you start thinking like, wow, I got to figure that part out on my own and what that means to me and what makes me happy.
Right. Not, initiating force against somebody is just a baseline of behavior. You can still be an a-hole and not initiate force against people. Mm-hmm. You can be a drugged out loser bum sitting on the side of the street that cusses at everybody who goes by and yells racial epithets at them or whatever it is that you do.
Yeah.
As long as you don't initiate force, that doesn't make you some kind of saint.
Exactly.
It's just a baseline for activity. And that's the philosophy that sort of underpins libertarianism.
Yeah, so I was trying to find something out there with Liberty Menu and found Liberty on the Rocks, or before I made Liberty Menu, found Liberty on the Rocks. Someone there, actually it was probably a Shire dude, told me, hey, there's this event going on down in San Diego. Liberty on the Rocks is going to table there at Libertopia. And I was like, how is this possible? I've been Google searching for this type of thing, and I actually totally missed it. And it's happening
about Libertopia as
well. Yeah, and it was happening like a week later. It's within an hour drive from my house and where I grew up in San Diego. And
it was a great event. We went to the first one, I think.
I think they were back there this year. So I was really disappointed. So then I started looking for people doing something like a business directory. Didn't find anything going on that seemed active.
So you found some of the bad ones, some of the bad old ones.
Ones that seemed stale or not really the best listings, no rating or reviews. Didn't really didn't really achieve what I wanted. So I hired another libertarian and him and I built it. And And now we're on version 2, and it's got hundreds of listings, and version 2 has been out for a year, which you know because if anyone's been listing, they've been getting emails saying, hey, the listings expire after 1 year, and you just have to click a renew button, but that way we make sure everything's fresh and we don't have, like, stale directories.
That's the smartest thing I've ever seen. I mean, it seems so obvious now that it's happening, and no one, I don't think, has ever done that I've seen in these previous attempts at libertarian directories, and everything just gets stale.
Especially in this community with these serial entrepreneurs, like, people are trying things all the time, and not everything sticks.
No.
And so most things don't stick. And so
it's the nature of going into business.
Exactly. So, and so with so many serial entrepreneurs in this community, I think it's definitely something that needs to be like a year. I wasn't satisfied with 2 years, a year, and then it has to be manually renewed.
A year goes faster than, you think, right?
It's not. Yeah. Here we are.
Yeah, and I think that, as far as having this, another thing is you don't have to be the business owner to make the listing. So you could know where
a fanatic.
Yeah. You can know where a libertarian. Well, I mean, some people, Daryl W. Perry.
He's a fanatic.
Yeah, he goes
for
on.
Freedom.
He curates this website for other people so that, I know this business is libertarian and this business is libertarian and that kind of thing. And
it's hard to get a business owner to take a moment to do something like that. So ultimately, that's the same thing we do with, like, CoinMap, with the crypto businesses.
Right.
I just take care of it for the keen businesses.
Exactly.
You know, it's just one less thing that that business owner has to think about. Oh, you've changed your hours, or you've changed, you know, changed your slogan or your website. You don't think of every map location right. that you've ever put out there. So having that email come in every year to ding somebody is really important.
Yeah, and it's also something that, you know, if maybe that's a good time for the owner, you can forward it and say, hey, I set this up. You can go online and just hit claim it. And then click renew. Then he can click renew. So you can transfer ownership from the lister to the lister never owns it, but the owner can claim it as their own, and then he would be in control of renewing it each year. It's going well so far.
Good. Yeah, and so anybody who goes to liberty.menu has to take a little online pledge, basically, and affirm that they are, in fact, a libertarian and that they don't support the initiation of force against people. Hmm. And
it's
I think it's a good system because it's previously
a club.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, and it's just getting some kind of positive confirmation that, like, they understand where this is going, like what this is. In the first version a few years ago, the competition of someone that had listed. So someone had listed their business, and one of their competition listed because they were obviously searching for what their competition did.
Yeah.
They had, like, a Google reminder, so they listed, and I'm like, this, like, doesn't seem, because it was more of a franchise company. I'm like, I got to reach out to this person and confirm. So I reached out. I was like, this is the purpose of the site. It's for libertarians. Can you confirm? This was before we had the checkoff of saying that you are a libertarian or greed and non-aggression principle. I contacted them. And they're like, no, I did not know that at all. I'm like, how is that not obvious the whole time? But adding the check, you have to actually physically check that, and you can click the link and read what the non-aggression principle is. But
well, liberty.menu could just translate for some people to free menu, right?
Right. Yeah.
This is a place I can put my advertising for free.
Right.
Who wouldn't do that? Right?
And it is free to post your stuff on.
It is free. Yes, exactly. There's paid packages. You can get a few upgrades, but the base is free. You can post photos, and there's a whole game too. So one of the reasons I think why Daryl's interested, I mean, besides being a fanatic about Liberty, is also that Daryl can participate in a game against everyone else, in which you get points for listing businesses and events. So there's a leaderboard, and everyone gets points in your ranks on how many listings you've done, and other things like being at ForkFest. We give out badges for attending
badges.
Liberty festivals.
We're libertarian. We don't need to know stinking badges.
Yeah, well, it shows up on your social profile on Liberty menu, and you get some extra points.
And so what are some of the hopes and dreams that you have for liberty.menu? I want to get into some of those things because, I mean, at this point, it's already the best libertarian directory that's available on the Internet. It's gorgeous to look at. It's easy to use. And if you're a libertarian interested in the stuff, you're obviously going to want to do that. And what I want to know is, what are some of the hopes and dreams that you have for the site and what it's going to grow into? And I'll get that from you in just a moment here on Free Talk Live. You can come check us out anytime, maybe even next year, maybe right now. It's ForkFest.party. It's a great event, and there are hundreds of people here having a wonderful time camping, talking libertarian philosophy, doing business, and all the things that one might do. Don't forget the swimming and the horseshoes and the shuffleboard and the tennis courts and all these sort of things. ForkFest.party.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.